Good morning.
Are you on the way down to Grafton from the Sunshine Coast?
I am, about an hour away. It's been a good trip.
That's great. It's much better now with that road, isn't it? Probably the only place you'd really hit traffic would be the back of the Gold Coast there.
Yes, correct. It's been a good trip and lovely roads, so no, it's easy.
This filly, Whiskey Tower, she has had the two starts, one at Ipswich and now went to the Sunshine Coast, obviously a home track over a mile. She now gets to 17.10 today. Why did you decide on Grafton today?
Look, she's an outside chance of getting in the Oaks, this filly. We paid decent enough money for her off the back of a very impressive trial in New Zealand. She's by the good stallion Totono Aladdin. He's had an Oaks winner in Sydney. Really beautiful type. She's carrying a bit of condition going into her first run. She was a bit plain, but she was on the inside of runners, all a bit new. Then she went to the Sunny Coast on a rain-affected track, found the line really nicely, made a run from about the 650, 700 that day and was strong all the way to the line. She really derived a lot of benefit from that, tightened up, looks better, and she's not in a strong race today, and I think she should win.
I like it. Kyle Wilson-Taylor rides, of course. We know Kyle can ride. Is she a quirky filly? Does she have any quirks about her that Kyle needs to take note of?
Oh, look, she needs a bit of room, I think, to really get through her gears. She's quite a big, long striding filly. But I'm confident Kyle will know what to do on her at the right time. And that being the case, with a bit of luck, like I say, we should be getting over the line first.
All right, that's Whiskey Tower today at Grafton. You take Commandoro to Ipswich tomorrow, I see.
Yes, look, he won a jump out since his trial, which was on a heavy. Don't think he really appreciated that ground. Got the blinkers on him tomorrow, soft draw. He should be there for a long way. He'll certainly derive benefit from the run, but he should be competitive.
And other nominations, David, I see Eagle Farm Saturday. You've got some very nice young horses coming through that obviously are, I call them a blank canvas, because you've got, firstly, Sippin' Jimmy, who I saw win in December very impressively on speed there at the Sunshine Coast. And did the heavy track just not suit last start?
He copped a pretty bad check at about the 300 and couldn't get a run, and it stopped his momentum. It was still a nice enough run. I've also got him in Friday at Kilcoy, Saturday at Bow Desert, and Monday at Ipswich. I'll probably go to one of those lesser venues than Eagle Farm. That ended up a bit strong, that race.
Okay, all right. And then just having a look at some other noms for yourself. You've got, obviously, the Gold Coast meeting as well, so keep an eye on Sippin' Ginny. What about Mintaka Lad?
He won a jump out impressively. He's come up beautifully this prep. It's the right sort of race for him. So, I'd like to get a good... Still going well, he should run terrific.
All right, fantastic. David, I've had a complete mental blank and not even Dr. Google can help me. I'm feverishly typing away. What was that good filly you trained? She didn't win the VRC Oaks, but she had great success for you.
Well, I've had two, Tipsy Goddess and before that, Yankee Rose.
Yankee Rose was the one I was thinking of, because she's obviously in Japan now. And I know that you're focusing on what you've got there at the Sunshine Coast, but when you see her progeny going around the world racing and at that highest level and doing freakish things, you must get memories of that great mare.
Yeah, she was tiny. Really amazing filly she was. I was dubious about whether she'd make a broodmare, but she's exceeded all expectations in the breeding barn as well as what she did on the racetrack.
Yeah. Has she what? She was a great mare for you, of course. That's right. She ran third in that Cox Plate behind Winks and went right through. I remember her winning a Sire's Produce in Sydney with Zach Purton on board. And she was a great mare for you, wasn't she?
She was the first filly in history to win the Champion Stakes at Randwick. She was terrific.
All right. I like your thoughts today on this particular runner at Grafton. It's great to reminisce, but we've got to look forward, and it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun with this filly. Win, lose or draw, she's one we need to follow.
Yes, I think today will be a day.
All right. Thanks, David. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David.
Whiskey Tower is the name of that filly. So David Van Dyke looking to come to Grafton today, run well and maybe sneak into an Oaks. We see it around this time of the year. They paid a lot of money for this filly from a trial. David just let us know in New Zealand. So very, very interesting at 9:57.